A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 19th, 2018. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the seven-member Kalema Motlanthe-led Commission of Inquiry into the shooting death August 1st of civilians by the Zimbabwe National Army in Harare.
To join our discussion, call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequencies and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are streaming live on our three websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, as well as voashona.com.
Of course, the killing of seven civilians came after protesters had taken to the streets of Harare, accusing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission of delaying the announcement of results for general elections held on July 30th.
The oral testimonies began on Tuesday with witnesses pointing fingers at the opposition and some at the government. The opposition has already dismissed the commission as a farce. Today, before adjourning to late this month, the commission hinted that it might summon President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his vice president Constantino Chiwenga to respond to the question of who deployed the army on the fateful day. This will come after the commission hears from the military and the police on November 10th.
If you wish to join our discussion right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Wonguka ama wadiwa nasi tuda utitinge tichi taura neje commission ya wa Kalema Motlanthe awa ya wa mtungamiri wenjika ye South Africa. Iriku ongorora nyaya ye kupuru kwa kakaitu kwa wanu ne mauto musi mugutanga kwa August mushure mewe kunge saruzo zaitwa. Hapana kunyazo uira na kutichi chakaitika musu uyo vamwe ve sarupi faruguti aywa ve MDC ndo wakatanga miri jonga mwarari ya kazo ita utuwanu wahura iwe. Asi vamwe ve MDC wachite aywa ko ndia anicha ya katuma mauto kutanga achipura vanu achitora basa raifana unge richitwa nema purisa reku zivirira mvonga mpopoto ne bata mrefu bata mfupi ya engea muka mudoroba imo momo ntunga mili.
Yebo Blessing utaba esingalo zihlobo lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu lwe Live Talk lutaba lodlakela olwaqhamuka ngemva kokhetho olwabangela ukuthi amasotsha angenele agcina edubula abulala abantu abayisithupha abanye bathi bedlula khonapho. Iqalile ikomishini kababa uKgalema Motlanthe ekhethwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukubana ihluzisise lolu daba. Kutholakala ukuthi kahle kahle kwahamba njani. Iqalile umsebenzi ngolwesibili kuleviki njalo iyaqhubeka lamhlanje ibisizwa njalo ubufakazi obuvela ebantwini abathiyeneyo. Abe ZANU-PF, abe MDC, abantu nje, amavenda, ilo bangubani, oabona lolo dlagela lusenzagala, kumbe, oapatwa ilolo dlagela. Ba kibilege la mhlanje, okwesikhatshana eHarare, mhlaka 26, ilo mhlaka 27, baza sugake, bae goBulawayo eKweru laseMtare. Lapo abaza tinga kona futhi ubufakazi babantu abaphathwa lolu dlakela kumbe ababona lusenzakala andubana bependuke eHarare njalo mhlaka 10 ngoNovember lapho abathi bazabiza khona amapolisa lama soja lawa zefakazi ukuthi kahle kahle kwahamba njani okwenza ukuba nama soja acine ebulala abantu. Iloke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. And a blessing, we have our first guest.
Of course, we have Mr. Tafadzwa Mugwadi, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, who also testified before this commission. We have Mr. Mugwadi, and hopefully we'll get Mr. Chinoputsa from the MDC for the first 5 minutes before we turn to our analysts. Mr. Mugwadi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. And Mr. Mugwadi, why did you find it important to go and testify before this commission?
Well, thank you very much, my brother. It is important to highlight the reasons that drove me to testify before the commission. The first cardinal reason was the fact that this commission comprises of foreign dignitaries, people of the stature of the former president of South Africa, Mr. Kgalema Mothlande, and the list goes as that. I've been watching some, not all of them, but some of the testifications that have been given before the commission. I felt that there was a missing link to this commission and that the recommendations that the commission would give to the people of Zimbabwe post 1 August may not be sufficient enough to heal our nation out of the events of 1 August. Mm-hmm. Why? Because most of the people that have been testifying, particularly, and let me say particularly, those from the opposition, particularly against the MDC alliance, have been very economic with the truth before the commission. I therefore felt that, look, we have these people who are doing their work on the budget of a struggling nation like Zimbabwe, but still in the process of doing their inquiry, they are not being satisfied with the truth because certain groupings have decided to be economic witches. I felt it was a patriotic responsibility, and secondly, a sense of personal conviction to bring myself before the commission to tell it what I know, which is an eyewitness account, and then secondly, what I've observed in the time preceding to the election. So this is the reason, these are the reasons why I felt it was imperative for me to bring myself before the commission so that the commission will be acquainted with adequate information for it to be able to arrive at a conclusive decision about what happened on August 1 and how Zimbabwe can be assisted to move forward.
Mr. Mugwadi, some of your ZANU-PF activists have been accused of being a little dramatic while giving testimony. For instance, the so-called Shrikiro, and indeed quite a few. Do you think you are doing justice to yourself as victims who lost a lot of property going above and beyond, for lack of a better word, or for not wanting to use the word exaggerating? Do you think you are doing yourself any good?
Firstly, the purpose of this inquiry, I'm sure, was never meant to do any good to any human, any certain individual, and I'm not one of those. This commission was not instituted to do any good to me or to an individual, whether a secure in the, as you would want to call it, I don't think so. And then secondly, I'm not at liberty, completely not at liberty, to seek to validate the claims and testifications of other individuals. I gave my testimony, and I will be accountable to my testimony. I did it under oath. I'm sure those who gave their testimony as well, both from the MDC, the other, so-called civil society organizations, and those from the party and non-aligned individuals, if there are any, they did so under oath. It would be completely wrong for me to seek to validate their claims on this platform. And now to say, that a lot of events took place on August 1. And those who gave an eyewitness account, it is up to the commission to say they were dramatizing or no. But that cars were assigned at the Zambia provincial offices at 40 Street, along 40 Street, is not in question. That is something that is known. Secondly, that people were frog marched to join what was the so-called peaceful demonstration that was completely, by all standards, not peaceful. It is known. And thirdly, that the protesters had gained violence in every manner that violence can potentially be in a CBD. It is something that happened in the full eyes of the international community, in the full eyes of the observers, in the full eyes of myself as an eyewitness, and perhaps in the full eyes of yourself, in so far as you seek to validate by saying some are dramatizing. It means you have an account, but whatever your account can potentially be, it can never seek to dismiss that there was violence that was caused by protesters, and that the violence took place daily and worse so, less than 24 hours after voting day. You are aware that voting in Zimbabwe ends at 1900 p.m. or 7 o'clock p.m. And the protesters started their protest by 12, around between 11 and 12 in the morning, okay, of the next day. And that was less than 24 hours. That is a strong reason to suggest that the protest by all standards could have been something that was a delayed match. It was a replay of something that had deliberately been planned by those who are today trying to refuse responsibility.
But Mr. Mgwadi, of course there might be the violence might have occurred, but is that not the duty of the police who deployed boots on the ground? What was the army doing, trying to control the crowds? Obviously, they are not trained to handle protests.
I want to dismiss the way you are framing your question. If you say they might have been, it means you are also leaving with yourself some semblance of doubting that it happened. Let us be cut now. We have a commission of reputable individuals that want to know the truth from wherever we are, whether in the diaspora or here. We have an entitlement to know what happened, and that violence took place is unquestionable. It happened. So rephrase your question, and then the discussion goes on.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we go to a listener, Blessing, maybe one more question there, Mugwadi. Of course, the issue of violence that was allegedly started by the MDC people, it should arise. But do you think the question of the military's actions, the killing of those people, is being adequately addressed, at least so far?
You mean addressed by the commission?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your question. Let me tell you very, very well, okay? The time to speculate or present imaginary evidence or discuss even about it in this platform, I think it will become an affront to the work of the commission. Why am I saying so? I'm not an eyewitness to the bullet emerging from the barrel to an individual. I'm sure certainly nobody can give a proper and convincing account of how the bullet emerged from the barrel to a particular individual, especially for a person such as me who does not even have a security background. I cannot speculate about that. Okay, so it would be wrong for me to take this important platform that you offer as studio servant to speculate about things that I do not have an eyewitness account about. But what I witnessed is what I'm ready to testify. I did the testification. I stand by it. I'm convinced it is the truth that my eyes accountably to myself saw.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Halema Mohlante-led commission into the killings of 6 civilians in Harare. Other human rights groups are saying they can be 10. Nobody really knows. Of course, our guest this evening, we have Mr. Tafazgwa Mugwadi, known as... Two Boy, in students' politics. And we tried to get Mr. Chinopotsa Love More of the MDC, but unfortunately, so far we have not been successful. Earlier on, he had told me that he was going to attend a funeral of another late Zimbabwe National Students Union former leader, Wellington Zindowe. They were going to Mashingo, but we'll keep trying. But let's go to our first caller, Ntunga. We have Vama Nando Magadi.
Ndizvere zita
Mananga.
Mananga.
Mananda.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Vamananda, tipe pfungwa dzei.
Ndinotenda zvikuru makadi ikoko nevari kuZimbabwe vese nevo muri kunze.
Isu tiri nani zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro.
Aiwa. Nyika yedu iri kunaka atotashini. Vajonga ndirovo havamwe vanhu akatenderana napresident Mugabe vakaapoinda commission kuti vaongorore zvakaitika musi wa31. Izvozvo ndo stage one inotaridza kuti president Mugabe munhu akaita zvii. Zvaifanira kunge zviine support yemhuri yese yemuZimbabwe. Kwete kuti zvakakambenge kuchiitika zvakati kwapinda kudhara nakudhara zvichagara zvakadaro. Handizvo. Vajonga munozviziva inini kuti kumusha kwamakakurira baba vaingokutaridzai kuti munda wangu ndinorima takadai. Ini mazokura makazovaudza kuti aiwa baba, mvura kana ichinaya inoeredza ivo katirinei takadai. So even I wanted to believe kuti with the new dispensation led by President Mugabe currently, I've got a hope yokuti zvinhu zvakaitika izvozvi zvichabuda pachena zvese. And I must say, I don't think so he can appoint a commission just to sit on top of the information that is going to be acquired by Halima Mutlanti Commission. I'm not too sure about that. People are going to be, I mean, heads are going to roll on. It can't be business as usual. Kune vanhu vakawanda vachachajiwa. Ngati parizvino vajonga, ini chishoro changu chandii nacho ndechekuti ngatimbosapotai urongwa hune hurumende kuti vanhu vakaita offsite vasina kunge vakaita zvakanaka paurongwa ihwohwo kuzoshaikwa kwava tine urombo zvikuru kuti vanhu vakashayika vakafiwa zvanga zvisingafaniri kunge zvichiitika. And hapana chakaipa kuti ivo president vanotestifya kukomishini yavamushandi kana vachinge vachiitwa. I think he is available, but kuona kwandakazviita ndichigara kuno kusouth africa, like I came early around 2000 in South Africa, I think the reaction that MDC took during the announcement of results was not really good. I was listening Mr. Chamisa as he was saying, takatokunda kudhara, zvinhu zvedu zviri kufamba zvakanaka, tiri kubudirira kwese, tiri kunzwa kuti maresults edu ari kufamba zvakanaka, tiri kukunda. I think vakataura izvi vasina kunyatsokuongorora kuti zvandava kuita izvi as a leader, what impression am I going to give to the nation?
Asi vamanhanda vezanu PF vaitaurawo zvimwe chetezvo, ka hatingati totarisa kuti wabuda mbamani kana bepa nau reHerald ndo zvaraigara achitaura kuti kana vana biti navachamisa vasati vataura vachiti vamunangagwa vatokunda kare.
Zvinogona kunge zvakafanana naizvozvo, but bear in mind mukatarisa language ine vanhu nhasi uno munyika, the body language iri munyika, are you in support of ZANU-PF today? There is no one. As yesterday, when the cabinet was appointed, everybody was welcoming the cabinet, everybody was supporting. Now here we are. These are the policies that to replace. He is now being denounced.
Tinotenda Vamananda.
anogona kunge pakakanganisika bati taitatarisa zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo kuti vanhu vange vachiura.
Tinotenda vamananda
nekuti vaselebrate.
Vamananda, regai titore vamwe vateereri, asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Jonga or blessing, I'm not sure.
Deep blessing.
I'm sure Amananda was trying to raise a point that he has dismissed and tried to compare it with what was happening in ZANU-PF, which is completely wrong. Why? Because there was no point, not even any point or any occasion that President Emmerson Mnangagwa, during the time that he was still a candidate for this election, said, I will not accept the election result.
But if Mr. Mugwadi,
who said, I will accept.
Mr. Mugwadi.
So now we are going to stand for the win and
Mr. Mugwadi.
Mr.
Mugwadi.
And the MDC were insisting, will not accept the election result. You never.
The war veterans were saying exactly the same thing. And you are aware that they support ZANU-PF. So we can't be splitting hairs and not trying to be fair. But anyway, we have our second guest, Miss Lucy Chivasa, a human rights lawyer, currently based here in Minnesota in America. Miss Chivasa, good evening. Taskwera, maskwera. Thanks so much for joining us. Antunga, you can fire away.
Singaga hambigu kuchivasa mhlawumbe ke ngihumuche ube khuluma lapho umlaleli ube sithi yena usola kakhulu uChamisa ngoba nguye owayesithi ngasoze amukele impumela yokhetho enganqoba ngokutsho kamlaleli yikho ke okwasuka kwabangela udlakela. Uyavumelana laye-ke omunye owezanu-PF esilaye lapha ekuhlelo umnumzana Tafadzwa Mugwadi. Mai Chivasa, mina ndimzvare kana kuti ndiyamai
Muzvare
Chivasa, what's your take so far of these hearings? Is this commission really getting to the bottom of the matter?
Okay. What I'm seeing from the proceedings of the inquiry is that initially when the inquiry was appointed, I think everyone's hope was it is for the inquiry to be done by this commission so that we get to the bottom of what really happened on the 1st of October. So I like the fact that they are starting from way before because people are testifying as to that they were protesters and the police could not contain the protests. But I have a worry in the way that we are conducting ourselves as Zimbabweans. My trade at Rikwita is to say that we are Zimbabweans, and it's not to be any of that kind of, because Zakwita unge, Chadzokera, election mode, Tikukuku Zana, Kuti MDC, Ndoyaka Konzeresa, Rezan, Varkut MDC, Yaka Sele, Yaka Tita, Wina, Vasna Kuina, Vakazita say. So there I have a problem as to Katriku Jokera Kumashure Kwachon, because if you are going back, let's go back to, even to my campaign, because I have been listening to my brother, Mr. Mugwadi, the president will shoot to stay in power. So I hope the commission will also go back to that. But I want to comment because concern yangu ilipa kutita kunyanya kukwikwizana. Kuita sokuti inyaye ZANU, inyaye MDC. Of which I'm waiting to stombori of those political parties and even Pavasi. Pane wamwe vakashaya vangavasuri from those political parties. And information iripo, inototi wamwe raito zvitro zvavaiita mutown. Zvisinei nemademonstration aiitwa. So I also hope that the commission will get to the bottom of the laws that in a domunika medu ndi stora unda kamirida kubirise munari gweta rinona nezvekodzero. Ndino tarisira kuti commission ichasvika pakuti chii chinoitika kuti masoja anzi ariliswe. Like mitemo yachoni inoshanda ndeipi. Because in as much as pane protest yanga yaitika, my wish is to kuti tisvike pakuti izvoni how intense was the protest and was it reasonable kuti vanhu vazopfurwa nepfuti dzisina kana maraba bullets o kuti zvataisingoita kare tizive kuti vanhu vanodirwa kana mvura iya kana kungotwisidzirwa vanhu votiza. I don't know, ndio maonero andiri kuzviita, but ndiri kubatikana kuti tasvika pakuda kuita sekunonzi tatodzokera kuelection mode, kuti each munhu andaona ari kutestify anenge akatsigira kuti ati kwedu kuMDC hatina kukonzeresa, vezanu vachiti MDC yakakonzeresa. But I think the purpose of the commission is to get to the bottom of why people then got to be killed.
Thank you so much. I think you've put it very well to say that there's a lot of polarization Ntungamili right now in Zimbabwe, but I think the commission must be able to bring everyone together, not divide the nation. We have many people following us on Facebook, Ntunga, on the Facebook Shona page. We have Renius Reza, who is saying, I'm watching from Botswana. Gaboroni, thank you so much. Selina Izeke, Argutie Lawrence Matavire Pfe, Elias Wofisi, thank you so much. Benjamin Richards, Ashley Nyasha Masaraure, Arguti Ndifonerei, James Sitali, Arguti Wo, hello, thank you so much. We have Tau Mija, who deployed the army to kill innocent civilians. Eddie Pix says, hi, guys. Thank you so much, Eddie. And then we also have Isaiah Mawite, Ndanatsei Ndongwe, Peter Jake, thank you so much. Makosi Ngube, live from Johannesburg. Bozida Taylor, Tofarasei Kubarwa, Hudson Michael Mugwamba, tinotenda nevamwe vese, Sindiswe Ndlovu, thank you so much. Fungai Magwenzi, nevamwe tichaverenga masta enyu kana takwanisa kunge tichiverenga. Ntungamili.
Yebo, blessing kunjalo. Vayakhuluma vantu abasanda sixhuma emakhaya uhlelo ngole live talk. Njalo isiqokoqela sendaba ngalintambama sixoxa ngekomishini kuba umsebenzi manje ephenya ngodlakela olwalandela ukhetho lapho kwagcina kubulawa khona abantu abayisithupha elibutho. Iqale kuliviki ime kancane lamhlanje likomishini izaqhubeka namhla ka-26 namhla ka-27 kobulawayo eGweru laseMtare. Kulapho-ke ezahamba khona iyedinga ubufakazi andubana ibuyele back to eHarare phela esigodlweni mhla ka-10 lapho ezahlangana khona ezabiza khona ibutho lamapholisa labo bazezichasisela abebutho ukubana kuyini kahle kahle okwenza bagcina bedubula babulala abantu. Umbuzo omkhulu oqakathekileyo okhangelelwe ngabaningi khonapho nxa sebevela abebutho ngokuthi kahle kahle lathunywa ngubani, atshelwa ngubani amasosha ukubana aphume angene esitaladeni ayebulala abantu. And we also have a video blessing of one of the testimonies that were given to this commission. Let's watch.
I'm not in a position to really reveal why I'm bitter at, but I'm not in a good mood. Ever since this happened, it's changed me. I'm looking forward to getting compensation. Was right now, according to the what I was told by the doctors and how I feel, I feel like I can't use this hand anymore to do anything, manual labor or do anything heavy. So I need some compensation. I'm not in the position.
Uyo mumwe arikuti akarohwa zvakaipisisa nemauto pairatidzira vanhu mukutanga kwaAugust achiti akaudzwana nachiremba kuti achakwanisi kushandisa ruoko rwake, ari kutarisira iye kuti angapiwe muripo nehurumende. Ntungamiri.
Coming back to you, Mr. Mugwadi, I know you said you don't want to speculate a lot, and you want to stick to your testimony. But looking at the military role, What can the people of Zimbabwe expect to hear from them?
Okay, thank you very very much, Ntungamili. Let me first make the correction for Ms. Lusitshiwase, for Mzare Lusitshiwase, Rwandans. I did not talk about Chamisa saying I have won the election. If she expected that I would raise that issue in this discussion, I shall raise it as the discussion proceeds and explain the implications of those irresponsible proclamations. But what I say, what I say, the proclamation by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, which is documented and recorded by way of video and audio, saying I will not accept elections, and then he would go further and say, Mr. we have youth and we can call a shut. Take over Harare and bring business down. That is documented. And he said, I will not accept elections, but I would want you to be as objective as reasonably possible to acknowledge that Mr. Mnangagwa never said, I will not accept election results. He was interviewed several times by European and Western publications and TV houses, and he made it very categorical that if he loses the elections, he will be the first to congratulate the winner and accept the results. But we never, and I insist, never had that reciprocation from the contesting opposition, particularly the MDC alliance. Now, coming to the issue of the soldiers that you've raised about, to say what citizens would say about the soldiers. It is very, very clear before I get into the details of 1 August event, okay, that the state in any nation across the whole world, okay, from the other side of the polar regions to the other side of the polar regions, there is no state that shares its monopoly over the use of force with the civilians or any other entity. The country called Zimbabwe has borders, and there are no 2 countries that exist within it. The state can never accept itself to be subjected to the whims and the caprices of an individual, especially one that is directly and completely and explicitly so seized with the desire for a power switch. I'm simply saying what happened on 1 August was an attempt on power switch. And the strategy, like I've said before my testification, was a replay. What happened on 1 August was not an event, because the world over, you will know that no such event can just happen spontaneously. It was something that was replayed, and there was an attempt to play the Kenyan situation, the situation that happened in Kenya, and import it into Zimbabwe, and it was explicitly clearly so, as Kenyan advisors to Mr. Raila Odinga were hired so that Mr. Chamisa would play another Odinga situation in Zimbabwe. Let me conclude my point, Ms. Blessing, in 1 minute. No country the world over, a state that is worth its soul, a state that is worth itself, would ever accept itself to be destroyed simply because there are a people that have a penchant to cause violence.
Okay, now.
That is why Osama bin Laden is dead. If you want to know how ruthless the United States of America state is, there's the state. You can damn Mr. Trump and his government, but the state of the United States of America must never be dead of its survival. If you do that, or attempt to do that, you will find yourself in a free drive to Guantanamo Bay.
Mr. Mgwadi.
Peacefully, and when they do so, we accept them as such.
Okay.
But if they become violent, it becomes something else, and the state will play its role to protect itself.
Now it's my turn. That's exactly what I was talking about earlier when I said you guys are being very dramatic, you are exaggerating, and right now you are all over the place. You are talking about the Kenyan situation.
You are saying you are all over the place. You are in Guantanamo, you are in Kenya, you are everywhere. That's what you are talking about.
No, it's not.
And you are talking about the Kenyan situation.
You are presenting it as a scenario
that was agreed upon by the MDC, that was planned by the MDC to replicate what happened in Kenya, and you don't have the evidence. That's the kind of exaggerating that you guys are giving.
That is why Mr. Odinga's advisor was Chamisa's advisor in this election. You don't know that. What more evidence would you give my brother? Please, that... I don't think this is an objective discussion. You don't know that Mr. Raila Odinga even sent his advisors to Mr. Nelson Chamisa? You don't know that?
You are being dramatic.
That's fake news, Mr.
Dramatic. You are being dramatic.
Mr. Chamisa wanted to swore himself as people's president in the same way that Mr. Odinga swore himself.
Yeah.
You don't know about
you
that?
You are being dramatic, and you guys, that's the kind of drama that you are displaying before this commission.
Drama is coming from that side.
No, it's coming from Harare. It's coming from Harare. Not only from Harare, it's coming from you guys. It's coming from you guys before this commission.
Anyway, let's take a caller. Of course, Mr. Mgwadi, let's not peddle fake news. That's not our business. Let's go to Effort Chiwota. Effort Chiwota, Magadi.
Magadi.
Iwa tiripo, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
And we don't want to be wrong, Mr. Mugwadi, so I would tell her. But hey, Panya Commission of Parity. Kutara Chogwadi Commission, I in Basara Kavingam Zimbabwe, Sunga de Mietera. In special Mugatar, equals Mugatar, so far vanhu vari kunzwira vataura navamwe vacho vanhu vari kungopa pfungwa dzavo varikuende zvinhu zvavari kubvunza hazvinei nenyaya iripo vari kubvunza nyaya yekuti vanhu vaiprotesta vakazokuwadza chii vakazodii vakadii ngavapinde papoint yekuti akatuma soja ndiyani ende munoona Mr. Mnangagwa vangasete commission yekuti zvakafanana kuti Muraini uri sabhuku ndione mombe chete imomo kuoneka mumunda memunhu makajiwa nemombe woti wakuseta commission wotanga kuda kunopomera munhu asina kana huku zvaipamba kuti iwewo ndiwo wakaita kuti mombe dzangu dzije mumunda mauyu
asika vachiota vamunangagwa vari kuti ivo zvavakatsvagira vanhu vekunze inyaya yekuti dei zvakada kuitwa nemapurisa emunyika maichemazvemoti aiwa nyoka huru haizvirumi nekudaro paifanira kuya vanhu vekunze kuti vauye kuzoongorora.
Right. Ipapo ndopane nyaya yacho kaipapo pakuti vamunangagwa vari kuti even dai zvakaita nemapurisa apana choda kuongororwa kutaura chokwadi nekuti zvinozivikanwa kuti masoja ndeani munyika. Saka chiripo ndechokuti vabvunze mukuru wemasoja kuti chii chakaitika. Chete wozosvika kuna ivo vamunangagwa ndivo muridzi wemasoja emuzimbabwe vana vemzimbabwe MDC alaiz haina kana painopinda nekuti kuprotesta kunotendera kwaiitwa nevanhu vachiprotesta against vet yainonoka kuburitsa maresults zviri pamo
mapurisa kaanoti ko kana tanga tatadza kutitidzivirire mhirizhonga yanga yaakuitika pachipiswa zvinhu nezvimwe zvakadaro ndosaka masoja akapindira.
Right. Ndosaka masoja akapindira pane dzimwe nzvimbo dzinodisperswa vanhu vakawanda mathousands evanhu vanokwanisa kudisperswa pasina munhu kana one afa vanokwanisa kudisperswa nemilitary munogara muchinzwa zita rekuti marabha bullets marabha bullets ndomasa rawo rekudisperswa vanhu kwete kuya kuzouraya vanhu vasina chavakabata vasina any weapon yavakabata anzimaona saka izvi ibasa ravamunangagwa kuti vabvume mhosva yavo kuti hai vana vezimbabwe ndakaita izvi ndivo vakaura zanupsb yakauraya
hatiaivachiota handiti tinoti unotanga watongwa here nemhosva yako tisati atokonkluda kuti vamunangagwa ndo vakaparamhaka handiti unotanga waenda kudare dare rozodaro ndosaka paine commission madi kumirira itaure izvozvo
yeah. but the commission ire akaiseta wacho ndiye muridzi wemasoja akauraya vanhu saka hapana chiri kutsvagwa necommission
tinotenda vachiota regai titore vamwe vatereri
Tunga,
I think you heard what Mr. Chiwota is saying, that he's saying that, you know, Mr. Mnangagwa was not supposed to be the one setting up this commission because, according to him, he is guilty. But, of course, Mr. Mnangagwa is saying that his hands are clean. That's why he had to invite, you know, eminent people to conduct this investigation.
And besides, Mnangagwa is the president. Muye undunankulu ke. Muye umkhokhelo weZimbabwe ngakho udlakela lolo olwenzakalayo lwenzakala phansi kwakhe ngoba ungumongameli yikho nje wakhetha le commission ukuba nami. Iphenye ke kwazakale iqiniso okungacaciyo though what's not clear yet is what will he do with the findings? Because we have seen other commissions of inquiry being set up, and they did their jobs, but nothing happened after their findings were presented to the government. Talk of the Chiambakwe Commission, for instance.
You know, all the Gukuraundi massacres, they were commissions, the CCPJ one, no results were released. Even the land reform program, there are many programs to deal with multiple farm owners that were conducted by the government and nothing was done. Maybe let's go to Ms. Chivasa and ask that question. Of course, Ms. Chivasa, are you still on the line?
Enjoying.
Okay. Now, Ms. Chivasa, this question was asked by Zimbabweans when Mr. Mnangagwa was in New York last month. They said they want to know if he will release the results of this particular commission, and he committed to releasing the results. What's your take on this whole thing?
Okay, sekutsanangura kwavanga muchita before ma switcher over kwandiri kuti ndipewo comment yangu. Zimbabweans have been in a difficult position before. The commissions that have been set before, of course, I'm aware ne issue yekuti tikutita munyu dispensation munyika medu. So personally, I would take his word that he's going to release the results of this commission. But ndikabatatsakumashure kwatakabva, like you exactly said, I'm afraid it might not happen because so many other commissions have done work before whose results people never saw them, or even if they saw them, nothing was done. And some of them, the recommendations, so I think him releasing the results, it's just his word against us, because even if he doesn't, we can't do anything to him. That's where the gap of our laws are. Ndichakutendrana nemuterera abva kutaura izvezvi kuti zvimwe zvacho zvinonetsa kuti why do we even need a commission when the laws of the country should be clear kuti what's the role of the army, when do we release the army on our own people, and who does that? The only thing chinoitika ipapapo kuti tizopedzisira takutsvagana necommission kuti tizotanga kuti maresults acho tichamawana here, I don't think that's not even important. What is important is, as a nation, we need to have clear laws that are in sync, because issue irikuitika ndeyekuti section constitution yedu section 213 inotaura kuti vamunangagwa is the command, ndivo vari mukuru zvakatorwa nemutauri abva uyu, but most people ndochava kungobata ichocho vachiti constitution inoti ndiye muridzi wemasoja, ndiye akarelease masoja. But then people are also forgetting that there's a porter whose judgment, yanga ine judgment, yanga ichitaurwa nezvayo mazuva apfuurayo kuti porter is unconstitutional. Actually, section 37 yeporter ndoyo iri kuda kubatirirwa nevanhu kuti ndoyo yakashandiswa kurelease masoja, because mapurisa anga aita ati tazvitadza, and then the other people vobva vati mapurisa they were being too friendly. But the piece of legislation inoti mapurisa anokwanisa kudadza masoja kuti uyai mutibatsire is, in this case, a lower piece of legislation which has been argued to be unconstitutional. So as a nation, we also have a problem. So my comment would be, if we have clear laws, even tine mutemo unotaurotikana commission yaitika, chii chichazoitika, marizauza achabuda after how many days, zvakamira sei, tisiri kutomboita this discussion. So we have a lot of hazy areas. Tinomira kuti zvinhu zvedu zvizvigadzirise zvega. At the end of the day, zvopedzisira zvakutipa matambudziko. So ndomaonero andiri kuzviita. Because I think even though vakaramba nawo marizauza achona president, I don't think kuti pane zvatokwanisa kuvaita because ndovakatongo seta commission yachona ende zviri kwavari kuti vachaita sei nema results kana kuti recommendations e commission yachona because like everyone else everyone feels kuti takatambisa ma resources enyika tichiunganidza commission iyi kuti itsvage zviri kuitika when in actual fact what we can see are emotions flying all over like vanhu vakuita kurwirana futi kuti who was wrong and who was right and in doing that vashoma vari kutombo pointa kuti who like the pertinent questions kuti who released the army why was the army released and why were they instructed to shoot those are the pertinent questions and I'm also worried about the quality of witnesses that are coming because if someone is coming to say kuti ndakanzwa naningi kuti postmortem yekumba kwavo yanga yanyorwa kuti stabbed wounds I'm not convinced I wish the commission would get down to vacho vakasirwa vauye vataure zvakaitika because I have Facebook friends who were posting hama yavo yavaiti atofurwa achibuda mushop make angasitombori kana kuprotesta those kind of people if they come and they also testify and if we also like make use of our laws mutemo wedu wemuZimbabwe unyatsori clear kuti right to life cannot be limited no matter what if we also use those things and drift a bit from just being political. I think we'll go far in this new dispensation.
Thank you so much. Tineva Tereri, my Trevor, Magadi.
Magadi, no.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipeo mfungwa dzenyu, my Trevor.
Okay, ini ndaanji da ungo taura kutisho, vanu wakato uraiwa wakatofa. Sakani way forward apande kutichi, commission ipaneza ichaita ere kana kuti kuya kuzongoda kuzongodya mari dzekuti kwakaitwa commission yakauya kuzotsvagiridza kuti chii chakaitika. And as usual, kuZimbabwe tinoziva kuti zvinoitika just after or before my elections, kuti vanhu vanorohwa, vanhu vanochichidzirwa. Sakani apa kwandiri nini handisikumboona kuti pane chakamboti chachinja kuZimbabwe. KuZimbabwe hapana zvamboti zvachinja. Even though vanhu vaizoenda kumaelections sei maelectoral reforms asina kana kutomboitwa. Sakani vanhu vangomhanyira kuti vari kuenda kumaelections. Sakani chachinja apa kuZimbabwe chii. Vanhu vakatourayiwa apa. Way forwarding ndeyekuti tochiita sei zvino zvinhu zvazvakadai. So inini handioni commissioner vakasarudzwa kuti vange vachimirira kuti vaone kuti zvii zvakaitika muZimbabwe sezvo kuti pane zvichabuda zvakachinja kana kuti zvichabuda zvakazonyatsokubudisa kuti chii chakanyatsokuitika nekuti mavhidhios aripo ari kunyatsokuratidza kuti zvakanyatsokuitika kuti vanhu vakafa vazhinji vacho mukadzi wamakaona akafa mukadzi wandakaona pa anga asiri kuprotesti mukadzi uyu sakani handisi kunyatsokuona kuti commissioner ichazouya ikazonyatsokuona kuti chii chakazonyatsokuitika here and like vanhu vangava vachifanira kunge vaine enough evidence vanhu vakanga vari on the ground amene ndo maonero angu andinoita ini
asi kana muchiti hapana chinochinja kavari kuitira kuti kana yapera kuongorora mune ramangwana hazvizoitiki zvakare ndo zvavari kuti vari kuitira nyaya iyi
Regai tomboona kuti mune ramangwana but zvakabvira kare zvichingonzi mangwana hazvizoitiki kana patanga takutomboti regai tomboona kuti sezvo mudhara vasisipo pamaybe pane zvachinja but kwandiri ina handisi kumboona kuti pane zvachinja ini nekuti apa before vanhu vanga vasingaurayiwe but izvozvizvi kuchinja kwakaita mudhara kubva kwakaita pabva patanga nekubva pafa vanhu vanhu vairohwa vanhu vaididi but kuzourayiwa huku ndokwazonyanya kutyisa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
maonerango orit ndatenda hangu
tinotenda zvikuru tinevateriikoloma
abalaleli ke lapho sithathe omunye umlaleli ecingweni umkhize kunjani mlaleli
yaphila babalinjani
hayi siyaphila uyizwile indaba sungenele uhlelo
yaye siyabonga kwamukelwa yaunda udaba kuzini ekolathi sithumele nje inombolo zethu ukuthi ikhona ukusinda.
Ye news iphimbo kancane mkhize sikuzwela phansi.
Ngithi siyabonga kwamukela ehlelweni nje ukuthi lati sikhona ukuthi sithumele inombolo zethu likhona ukusinda. Lati sizwakala emsakazweni sizwakala sawethu amazwi.
Mhm, hayi qhubeka baba lati siyabonga.
Eh. So dabula ukhona baba ukuthi vele khona ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu okuqaleni vele akuqala nganamuhla. Kwaqala kudala vele kuseseyisikhathi sikamdala lo ngolugcine sephumile. Ukuthi abantu vele ade beqala ukuthi behlukunyezwe bengakavoti, besala ukuyavota besethuselwa besenzwani betshaya besenzwani. So kungamangalisi vele ukuthi khona kubulawa abantu kumbe njani. Cause vele ibutho ade lingeke lize liphume lona lingene ebantwini lingathunywanga. Sokhokhwana ngezinye izinto nje zokuthi laleyo commission nje ebiziweyo izoqhuba nje ukuthi idlulise, kodwa vele yona ibizwe yiyo iphathi ebusayo. So vele akulatshintsho oluzaba khona. So thina kumele sikwamukele nje kunjalo. Njalo le phathi le ephikisayo yayingeke izithumele abantu ukuthi abantu abahambe betshisa iy'mpahla abantu benzeni benzeni, bevele besazi ukuthi izanu yizanu vele ihambelana legama layo leli.
Umdala ongaqanjwa ngegama mkhize ngumthakathi noyesabisayo.
Hayi akusabisi baba. Umdala manje ithi umdala ngikhuluma ngomdala wethu umgazi.
Aha. Hayi siyabonga mkhize, kodwa uyasola ukuba nakulalito olumele silukhangelele, kodwa abanye bathi hayi cha akunjalo. The fact ukuthi kulabantu abavela phandle kwelizwe, kulabo mohlante bakhona lomlungu ovele UK, bakhona abanye beTanzania la kwamanye amazwe, bathi mhlawumbe lokho kungasilethela ububelo. Iqiniso livele impela lo daba lokuthi kahle kahle mbono wathu mamabutho mhlawumbe elalo luchaywe khonapho enkundleni, akuboni njalo?
Eyi khona siyahlala sisethembeni, cause iminyaka le siminingi sihlezi sisethembeni baba, elokuthi maybe kodwa vele abantu beyala behlukunyezwa. Abanye bangikhona banabantu ababuyileyo kuleyo commission leyo, kungenzeka ukuthi abantu abavele bebizwe yiyo izanu leyo. So vele manxa ivele ibizwe yiyo, so kungaba khona ukufumbathisana khonapho ukuthi udaba lolo lizame ukuthi lubekwe ephathini ephikisayo ukuthi kube yiyo elecala. Njalo leyo phathi leyo yayingeke izithuma abantu ukuthi yona abantu behambe bewona izinto besazi ukuthi vele izanu yona ngikwayo vele injani.
Mhm. Hayi siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo mkhizi.
Hayi lati sibonge baba.
Mhm, nanzi nabamkhize blessing makumbo enyoka aya hapa na zvichabuda.
Mhm. Let's go to Mr. Mgwadi. Mr. Mgwadi, are you still on the line?
Very much.
Now, Mr. Mgwadi, this is not the first time in Africa where we have seen such commissions or attempts at national healing. It happened in South Africa, whether it was successful or not. I think it's still not clear. Some are saying it did manage to heal the nation after apartheid. It also happened in Rwanda. In terms of the way forward, Mr. Mugwadi, do you think this commission is going to heal the nation, or it is going to further polarize Zimbabwe, especially the ruling party and the opposition MDC?
I'll ask you a very, very good question. Mm-hmm. When I gave a comparative analysis, where I was talking about Guantanamo Bay, where I was talking about how the state all over the world has been known to respond to some of these issues in the same manner, mm-hmm. you called me dramatic. Isn't that so? You said I was dramatizing, and I'm all over, and I'm talking about everything.
Because why if you try to, Mr. Mgwadi,
mm-hmm.
if you try to...
No, I'm simply trying to chastise you, not to
Mr. Mgwadi.
Competitive politics where it is convenient to you.
Mr. Mgwadi. Mr. Mgwadi.
You call me, I'm going all over. Aren't you going all over?
Mr. Mgwadi, you cannot compare the opposition MDC and Osama bin Laden. I think that is being very dramatic. We want to help heal the nation. That's our mission. That's why I said
let's not peddle fake news. You can't, even Mr. Mnangagwa himself respects the opposition. He does not call them extremists, like you are trying to say. So that is wrong.
No, I do. And the opposition in America respects the president of America.
By the way, Osama is not, Osama Bin Laden was not an opposition leader in America.
They say President Mnangagwa. You are saying Mr. Mnangagwa, even yourself. I don't know what from what motivation you call the president of the country Mr. Mnangagwa.
I call Mr. Trump, Mr. Trump, Mr. Mgwadi. Mr. Mgwadi, Mr. is a sign of respect.
Okay, for the sake of our listeners, let me answer your question whether this commission will not polarize the nation and there will be a way forward. I will tell you my opinion, very much opinion, one that is not associated by the organization that I find myself in, which is RAMTF or other, but my own opinion, okay? And my opinion comes this. I will have one day a situation where this commission of inquiry does its job with specific instructions, that there won't be any prosecution thereafter. And if there is that, you will also, you'll be able to see how the MDC people who bought people beer to demonstrate, who motivated people to be violent and burn cars.
Mr. Mgwadi.
I did this in the case.
Mr. Mgwadi.
Mr. Mgwadi. Because we're going to prosecution thereafter.
Mr. Mgwadi,
I think our nation to know peace once more. And the only way we can do that is to have to ensure that there are no any further prosecutions for purpose of this, but our nation must heal and go forward and know that such things must never happen again.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring Miss Chivasarada. What's your take?
I think people should be prosecuted for doing wrong things, because if we don't prosecute Van Wanengela Karesha simply because we want them to testify, mm-hmm. I think we will be being disrespectful to the people who lost their relatives. And the moment we say kutijona tulautiva nuva vango, I think justice ya tirikuda ngeyati kufana kutanga ta definer. Tutukuda punitive justice ere kana ututukuda kutawirana. Of which from the past violations that have happened, kutawirana ndo kwa karamba. Because uwe munu anogonda, achida kungonzi sorry kana kuripirwa. Shatino believer in as vanwatema kutingonzi noripwa kana. Uwe munu achida kungonzi sorry chaiko chaiko. So if you're already going into a commission of inquiry saying people may not be prosecuted or should not be prosecuted so that we promote kutivata urecho kwadi, I don't think it would be fair on those who lost their loved ones over Kafa Vachona, because I think the commission's findings should be used in such a way that we will never have a situation like that again, that mm-hmm. people will respect human life, that people will be allowed to protest and not to be killed for exercising their constitutional rights, and that the demonstrations or the kuratidra kunenge kuchita vanhu ikoko should be within the confinement of the law. And should it be that there's a situation yekunzi crowd yava unmanageable, should people be killed for that? I think we need this commission to set a good human rights precedent for a Zimbabwe where human rights are respected and upheld and everyone is free to express how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Let me jump in there, Chibasa, as we wrap up indaba iqhathekile ephumayo lapha blessing. Ngeyokuthi kahle kahle abazatholakala belecala kulolu cwaningo kumele benziwene. Utafazwa Mgwadi oezanu PF uthi hayi akula muntu omele athonisiswe abotshwe ngokwenzakalayo, kodwa uLusi Chivasa oligqwetelwe lamalungelo oluntu kavumelani lakho lokho. Uthi abazafunyanwa belecala kumele bamiswe phambi komthethwandaba, kwenziwe isibonelo ukuze kusasa kungavuki ilizwe libhekana le situation. efanayo. And by the way, Mr. Zulu, next time, be respectful. Say President Mnangagwa, not Mr. Mnangagwa. Okay?
It's the same thing. It's neither here nor there. Anyway, we have come to the end of this program, a very important program for Zimbabwe, hoping that the nation at the end of this all will heal, because Zimbabwe at the moment is polarized. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Tafazwa Mugwadi, ZANU-PF member, and Miss Lucy Chivasa, a human rights lawyer. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and our callers. I'm Blessing Zulu. Have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Tungamilinkomo. I sugar.